There we go. That's the final whistle, is it? Yeah. Seamus McGonigal has blown up the final whistle. It is all over here at the bridge. We've played the allotted half hour in the second half, and it's resulted in a 3-5 to 8-point victory. A 6-point win in the end for the home side, and the goals were the big scores that were the winning of the match for St. Michael's. Michael Langan, of course, in the opening half with the first score of the game, getting that goal to put Michael's three scores up early on. By the time we hit the half-time whistle on 31 minutes, it was level pegging. Colm McFadden had scored 2 points in that opening half for St. Michael's. Michael Murphy scored two off the five for Glenn Swilly, as it was 1-2 to 5 at the break. We had that missed penalty by Michael Murphy at the start of the second half, which would have been a big score for the men from the Glen, but the keeper, Oisin Cannon, well, he was just as good as the quality of the strike from Murphy. He picked the right side and the right height. Murphy went for power. It came off the keeper, and it stayed level pegging. Now, that would have been a huge score for Glenn Swilly and would have put them in front in the game for the very, very first time, but that did not happen. Then Michael Langan went off for St. Michael's with an ankle injury. We've seen him hobble off at the end of the first half. He did start the second half, but he only lasted a few minutes. He left the field off play. After that penalty miss, St. Michael started to get things together. Carlos O'Reilly and Colm McFadden then had them two up by the 10th minute. The sides then traded points, so they did, but there was two goals in that second half coming from Colin McFadden. As we said, he scored a couple of goals in the regional league. He's continued that form into the championship, and his two goals coming on the 19th minute and the 29th minute proven to be the match-winning scores as St. Michael's won through in their opening championship game for 2023, 5-8 points. You said, Martin, they'll be disappointed with their wides tally, what, 14 in this game, but they got the scores that matter. And I suppose when you start a championship campaign and having such a lengthy layoff, it's all about getting the result. It's all about notching up that first one, and then you move on.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, they'll be happy enough with the victory. You know, it's important most these teams meeting, it'd be always low scoring anyway, so the goals were the important scores, and how the pace that they used them and the quality of the pass to make the two goals in the second half particularly were very important scores. Michael Langan was a total individual goal, but a brilliant goal. Three goals were very well finished. Colin McFadden's two goals were brilliantly finished to the back of the net. So they were the better side, but they just left Glenn Swilly in the game for a long time, and they will be disappointed with 5 points, because that'll not win many championship games for you. But considering the conditions and everything else, there's strong breeze out, there was rain out there and everything else, and as you said, first game back, just get out and get that 2 points is important. And they play Milford next week, away to Milford. St. Michael's going to Milford, where Glenn Swilly are at home to Four Masters next week. So look, I think the important thing is the 2 points, as you said, and they got them, and they were the better side. And I was very impressed. Carlos O'Reilly looks very sharp inside, very unselfish, give the ball for the goal, laid off, great ball. And we talked about Colin McFadden as well, especially them two young players were very, very good. They lost Michael Lang and took a while to settle. He was playing really, really well. He was the best player in the first half. Hopefully the injury from his point of view is not too bad. Anthony McFadden held the middle very well, didn't go forward anything else, did what he had to do there in the middle. Ian Paul Ferry will be happy with his performance on Michael. Michael Murphy held him scoreless from play, he didn't score from play, so that's what he'll be happy enough with that. But the Colin McFadden and Christy Toy, Martin McGinnon, these players are still there really putting in a good shift, and I worked their socks off. And I think, as you said, they worked hard during the time out there, and they've really, I never seen Colin McFadden looking as sharp as he is today, working hard. Christy Toy working hard, and Martin McGinnon, great ball for the last goal. So yeah, they'll be happy with the performance. You talked about Oisin Cannon, what a save. Mark Anthony McGinley is another keeper they have down here, but what a brilliant save. The penalty, he did his homework, watched where Michael Murphy put penalties, and that's what a good goalkeeper is about. Glenn Swilly will be disappointed, in the point, but it's great to see Colin McFadden back. And we say they're not the Glenn Swilly team they were in the past, but look at anything else, they'll still, they beat Four Masters of back end, and it'll be a tough journey team that gets them, and the next round will be a tough game. So yeah, happy from a to Michael's point of view. The men listening to another two men, James McFadden is in New York listening to us here, and he'll be happy man the night, and Seamus Sweeney in Philadelphia, them men will be happy listening here. It's good performance by their team, got young players coming through and everything else. A night that was hard to be tested and everything else, but yeah, it's great that the whole thing, the championship, is up and running. The only thing that went wrong down here the night's the scoreboard, but suppose it was a long time out of action like everybody else, and they didn't get a right service or whatever, so that sorted out for the next day. But everything else was good, and easy game to referee. Seamus McGonigal made a good game. The water breaks is going to be the interesting one. How long are you going to allow the water breaks, and then are you going to add on the time at the end with injuries and everything else? So maybe there were no injuries.
Teams need to watch being caught after the water breaks. Yeah, well, that's what happened here tonight.
Well, Glenn Swilly got caught for the first goal after at the right of the throw, yeah. And they got caught after water break as well. So yes, important as you say, because you're staying on the field, and it's important to do that there. So St. Michael's, and they were the two big scores when you consider, look at the scoreboard, they were two very good scores. But you have to give St. Michael's credit, and I thought the first half they were going for goals all the time, and they could live to regret it, but in the end up they scored the two goals that won the match. They'll definitely need more scores, because a lot of them, even the 5 points, I think three at least of them came from frees and everything else. So yeah, happy enough out for St. Michael's men listening to us all over the world, which they would be today, they'd be happy enough. And with the championship up and running in Donegal, and it's great to see football back, and with a healthy crowd here tonight and everything else, and everybody I think is going home happy.
Going home happy in the rain. Martin McHugh on co-commentary there for the opening championship encounter, which has been won by St. Michael's. Despite kicking 14 wides, they won through with goals from Michael Langan and two from Colin McFadden. 3-5 to 8 points was how the game ended up tonight. St. Michael's off to a winning start. They're still playing at Gaelic Park in Bundoran. St. Union's leading comfortably in that game, 15 points to 1-5. It's nearly full time there. Peter Campbell will have a full time report from that one shortly. Joe will get Peter on air from that tie, and they're into the closing stages as well at the intermediate in the intermediate championship encounter. It's Clohanilly 2-11, Fanagiel's 1-11. That's 17 plays 14. Thanks for listening in tonight, and thanks to our new sponsors on board to support us with our coverage of the 2020 championship. That of course is Healthwise Pharmacies. Check out one of the 13 outlets across Donegal, or of course you can go online to healthwisepharmacies.ie. We will have coverage from the rest of the matches this weekend. We'll have reporters at the matches tomorrow afternoon. It is Niamh Connell against Milford. They start the defence at home at Davy Brennan Park. Then it's Kilcar against Termon, followed by Killybegs against Glenfinn. Coming up on Sunday, three further ties for Masters host Gweedore, St. Noel's against Dunlow, and St. Michael's play our draw. Here from the bridge, we say good night from a wet and windy bridge, but it's Michael's who are off to a winning start. Recap on that score, it finished 3-5 to 8 points. St. Michael's off to a winning start. Thanks for listening. Back to the studio.